Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But I also wonder, like, you bring up Embiid. Oh, they draft Embiid. They got a great player. Maybe Embiid's the problem, like, which the Bucks might be saying about Giannis at this
yeah,
point. Maybe
absolutely.
He's the problem.
So, well, Giannis has won at least.
No, he has. Yeah. But just because you won doesn't mean you're a winner.
Yeah, you're more of a winner than Embiid is.
That was one of those pause.
I know. I had to let that one sit there
pause.
For a bit.
If I were Tim Allen, I'd go.
I do agree on some level, but it does make you more of a winner than a guy who's never won. Right? He may not be a winner, but he's more of a winner than Embiid.
Yes.
Right.
But there are winners who don't win and losers who do win.
Are there winners who don't win?
Yeah, I feel like there must be.
Like who?
I don't know. Well, I mean, okay. You're putting me on the spot. I feel like Bridget here.
You said it.
Well, Jess, three winners who've never won?
It was your question to her, first
of all.
I don't
know. Is Charles Barkley not a winner?
No.
But Robert Horry's a great winner?
I don't think Robert Horry's a better player than Charles
Barkley.
No, Robert
Horry
was the leader of that team.
You're comparing bus drivers to bus riders, though, Andy. Like, there's a big difference between Charles Barkley and Robert Horry.
Big D?
What?
I said you're comparing bus drivers to bus riders. Charles Barkley was always the best player on his team. Robert Horry was a
better
role player.
Better than Scal, but Scal won a championship. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that you're talking about the leader on a team.
I'm saying within their roles. Within their roles, I think there are winners who don't always win.
Mm.
Like, would you have said...
Dan Marino's not a winner? Yes.
How about Kevin Garnett if he hadn't come here and won?
Not a winner, no. He always let. I mean, come on. He only made it out of the first round one time.
So Paul Pierce, not a winner.
Not a winner, no.
So they somehow became winners together. So neither of them are actually winners.
No, they're winners.
Oh.
They came together and they won.
Okay.
You got to win to be a winner.
See, that's where I disagree.
You disagree that you have to win to be a winner.
I think there are great competitors, that the situation isn't right, the team isn't right, the complementary
cast. Being a great competitor is different from being a winner. Kevin Garnett's one of the greatest competitors in the history of the league.
So you're just pure scoreboard.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I don't look at it that way. Like, I don't think Kyrie Irving's
about winning,
a winner.
Yes, if you're winning, you have to look at the scoreboard.
I think Kyrie Irving is a loser, inherent loser, and yet he's won.
He made one of the biggest shots in the NBA Finals history.
So by the scoreboard,
losers don't do that.
By your way, he's a winner. I look more...
Andy, the scoreboard's how you determine a winner.
No. Of a game, not necessarily your core principles, like your core makeup. I think there's a difference. I think there are winners who don't win and losers who do win.
Okay. I think Kevin Durant is a loser who won.
That's fair. Right there. That's a good example. I think Kevin Durant's a loser who won.
Because he wouldn't have won if he didn't
Thank
go to
you,
Golden
Brian.
State. And he dropped himself
a
into a
73
win team.
That's a better example than Giannis, I would say. Giannis didn't join some 70-win team. He won with his team, right? I mean, I sort of agree with you there, but I think that's a different thing you're saying than what Giannis isn't a winner because you don't like his attitude.
I'm not sure Giannis is a winner. I think Giannis, you mentioned it yesterday, like the fake stats and the things he cares about. Like, some of those, to me, undercut your focus on the bottom line. And that's a great example. Brian, that's your best contribution to this show yet. That is a perfect example.
Pretty low bar so far.
Yep. Pretty tough text up here at the top, Andy. You want to read that one?
Hart sounds like a liberal. I sound like a weenie? Yeah, Mike Trout, Andy.
How's it feel?
That's a good one, 603.
I like how it goes from, Andy, you sound like a liberal. You guys suck. Shut the bleep up. Did I just hear a Tim Taylor reference? Like, the text line's on fire right now. I got to say, the text line is off
Somebody
the hook
actually
right now.
Said... Instead of shut the F up.
I see that, yes.
You think they intentionally said that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I think that may have been an autocorrect situation, like something along those lines. Anyways.
Yeah, Ray Bourque in Boston was a winner who never won. You think Ray Bourque was a loser?
In Boston, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I feel like that's a fireable offense in this city.
I don't think it is. Okay, did the Boston fans look like winners or losers when they had a little championship ceremony for Ray Bourque when he went to Colorado and won a cup? Did they look like winners or losers?
Like losers?
They looked like losers because
that doesn't mean
they
are losers.
It was a loser move, and because Bourque, when he was here, didn't win anything.
But
thus, he was a great player, but a loser.
Boston fans had established themselves as winning fans for years.
Yes. In hockey?
I think
there was a couple of years in the 70s, but I mean, that's about it.
I think the support that the... But no, it's not whether they won. It's whether that you brought up fans. I think winner and loser is at your core. It's in your makeup. It doesn't necessarily mean you actually win in the end or you actually lose in the end.
I think, okay.
Did you think your presidential candidate was a winner?
No, I guess not. I guess I didn't. I didn't think the guy who won was a winner.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But there you go.
And you could actually argue that. There's plenty of people that think he's a loser, but he won.
Right. He's won twice. Won and lost. So you got it. You can't say he's all loser.
So you can't just go by the scoreboard.
He's won more than he's lost. But you can't call him. I don't like him, but you can't call him a loser. He's won the two elections.
Sure, you can assess somebody however you want.
Sure, but
I judge people all the time. It's what we do.
I can say he's a jerk or he's a D-bag or whatever. But I can't say he's a loser when he won two elections.
By the letter of the scoreboard law, you can't. This is what, do you believe Randy Moss is a loser?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I figured you would. He's one of my
favorite players of all time, but come on. I mean,
he scored the touchdown. He had nothing. It was Romeo Crennel and Ellis Hobbs. No, it was Dean Pease and Ellis Hobbs, that lost that game. Randy Moss, in the end, made the play he needed to play in his role. Now, you could argue, I should have scored more points, whatever. I don't think
14 points
that team lost because Randy Moss was a loser.
I didn't say they lost because of him. I'm just saying he's never won.
Right. So he's a loser.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's that complicated.
I do.
Okay.
How about a guy like Mike Trout, who's been on just the worst teams ever?
So he's a loser.
Loser.
Throughout
loser.
His career.
Absolute loser.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, winner.
No, he won.
Winner. Like, it changes overnight. You
it's
go from a loser
thing
to a winner.
With like a choker, you know? Like, you called Peyton Manning and A-Rod chokers for years and years and years until they won, and then they're not chokers anymore. It's not really that complicated. You know, A-Rod was a choker.
Peyton Manning,
for his whole
borderline
career.
Loser in my mind.
Peyton Manning was a choke artist.
But he won.
End all. And then he
you
won.
Think he's a winner.
He won with the Colts, and then he went to the Denver, and he won with them too. So you can't call him a choker anymore, and you can't call him a loser. I'm sorry, that's the way it works. I don't think this is very controversial. What I'm saying here.
Oh, well, if you're a simpleton and just go by the scoreboard and the win and the loss, I'm talking about the makeup.
You're the one
of
who always
person.
Says words have meaning, Andy.
Sure.
And if you win, you're a winner.
But there's two forms of the word loser and winner. Like, there's the, book definition of a game.
And then there's the Andy Hart winner. Definition, which just goes
to whatever
you
don't think you some
think.
People are winners in life? That whole idea, like, that guy's a winner. He was born a winner. He does everything right to help his family, his mm-hmm. employer, whatever.
Right. And if he's winning
but if he doesn't actually
whatever,
win.
Well, I mean, okay, not everyone has
then
a job
he's not
with
a winner.
A competitive win and loss
oh,
thing.
Everybody it's, does. Everybody
really.
Has something.
Not
like,
really.
You have goals to achieve.
Sure.
Like, there's plenty of politicians that I think are probably think they're winners. They have a lot of supporters that think
sure,
they're winners.
Sure, there's also a lot of people who work
ascend.
Random desk jobs and don't necessarily have to win or lose anything. They just do their
win
job.
The day.
Like, that's not,
win the day.
But it's not competing like it is in a sporting event. Come on.
But that's my point. Like, those people, you make a judgment on them. You've worked with people you think are losers, right?
I'm working with one right now.
Your words. I did not say that. That was pretty good.
But the reality is, we do that. Like, that guy's a loser. He'll always be a loser. That guy's a winner. I like him. Like, in high school and college, you go through, you're surrounded by a million people. Doesn't mean they actually win the game, the title, whatever. Right? You just struggle with that.
I guess. Yeah.
Like,
I struggle with calling people who don't win winners.
Why did you not struggle with Kevin Durant?
With Kevin Durant, because he did win, but he just jumped on a really good team. I think there's a difference between that and someone like Giannis, which is how this whole thing started. A guy like Giannis who was drafted onto a team, they built a team around him. They weren't a super team by any means. It was him, Drew Holiday, and Chris Middleton. I mean, that's a pretty good team, but it's not what the Celtics were last year, and he won a championship. So I consider him a winner for doing that. He was the main guy. He won. He was the MVP. He's been the MVP three times. Like, he's a winner. I call him a winner. Same with Jokic. Jokic has those MVPs. He won a championship. That validates him as a winner. That's how you do it. I think it's a pretty big thing to be a winner.
Jim Kelly,
not a winner.
Loser. Wade Boggs
won with the Yankees, so eventually became a winner.
Okay,
with the Red Sox, loser.
These texts are rolling because Arcan sounding like a clown ass at the moment. Mr. Philosopher Hart, Andy is the worst argument of all time. Guys, it's not 5 o'clock yet. Can we tone it down?
No, we can't.
Arcan just sounds stupid. Mm-hmm. Hart is a loser. Somehow everybody thinks both of us are wrong, according to the text.
I'm enjoying this. That means we're doing something right here. That means this discussion is reaching a lot
so
of people.
So are we both winners or losers in this situation?
I'd say we're both losers.
And the audience is all losers,
definitely.
Too.
They're 100% the biggest losers, I'd say, in this scenario. One other team that I've got my eye on here, if there's another realignment, another shakeup coming in the Eastern Conference, Chicago. The Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
They have been, I think, very quietly waiting for a moment like this, waiting for something to happen. They tried it with DeRozan and LaVine and bringing in their big guy.
Vucevic.
Vucevic, thank you. And it didn't work out, obviously. They've been a bottom-feeding team here, like fringe playoff team, even if that, the last couple of years. I think they're waiting for a big reset. I think they're waiting for a scenario like this one where they can say, hey, let's get our name back out there. Let's be the Bulls again, you know, a winning franchise, and let's get some guys in here who can sell
some tickets. Can be winning and losing?
Absolutely they can. 100% they can.
Wait, the Bucks were losers.
They were.
The ultimate winner
actually
arrived.
No, they weren't losers. They had Kareem back in the day.
No, I meant the football Bucks until the ultimate winner
arrived.
Oh,
the Tampa Bay Bucks. Yeah, sure, of course.
They were
right.
Losers,
they
right?
were, absolutely.
Chicago's an interesting one to me because, so, like, we heard the reports earlier for Giannis. It was Miami, Brooklyn, one other? I feel like there was one other team.
Oklahoma City's been floated out just because they have so many picks stocked up. And I've also heard Golden State to try to pair him with Curry.
Okay, so that makes sense to me. But
that'd be something.
Chicago's an interesting team to me. I feel like they're a little bit like Boston in a sense where they obviously have the history and the idea.
Yeah.
But are they a destination? Like, they're not a warm weather destination like Miami.
Definitely not. No.
They're not New York, which seems to be a draw for certain players.
It's a big
in
city, though. It's a fun big city.
I just wonder, now, for Giannis, coming from Milwaukee, that's an upgrade for him. Like, that's a good city. I just wonder the draw that they would be. But if enough people are down and out, and there's a number of these, maybe you can swoop in and not have to be a destination just to get a marquee player.
Yeah, and sometimes you just have to have an executive with the cojones to go out and swing these deals like Brad Stevens has been. And that's really, if you think about it, what separates the Celtics from a lot of these other teams. They went out there, they have an owner who was willing to spend all his dad's money, which thank you for doing that, by the way, Wick. And you had an executive in Brad Stevens who had the cojones to go out there and swing these moves and make these trades and do all this stuff with the blessing of his owner. I don't know how many teams have that in the league right now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.